Well, how important is your faith and prayer and belief in God in treating psychological issues? Well, according to a recent study, faith is critical in treating mental health. That, according to Dr. David Rosmarin, an associate professor at Harvard Medical School, who detailed his finding in Scientific America. Well, joining me today to discuss the importance of faith and prayer in our overall mental health, it is Chris Faddis, co-founder and president of Solidarity HealthShare, a nonprofit healthcare sharing ministry faithful to the moral teachings of the Catholic Church. Chris is joining me today to talk to us a little bit more about this. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for joining the Morning Blend once again.
Thanks for having me, Brenda. It's great to talk to you.
Well, Chris, I know for myself and my family, you know, when there is a situation that we have regarding our health, no matter what it happens to be, we do turn to prayer. But that is for our spiritual well-being. Does prayer have a physical process that helps us too?
Yeah, I mean, I think studies out there about, definitely prayer, and so these days in the secular world, there's more studies about meditation. But the idea of for one, slowing down and just kind of approaching, life at that pace of slowing down, thinking, processing, breathing, those things, there's definitely some health benefit we know from that. But even deeper, we know, especially as Christians, that allowing ourselves to focus on God and not ourselves, allowing ourselves to, join our suffering with His, to give our worries and cares over to Him, brings us profound peace and doesn't take away our pain or our suffering necessarily, but it does give us some sense of peace and joy. And so while, psychiatry and psychology and mental health are, we still need that medical side sometimes, there's definitely a lot of evidence to show that prayer life is helpful. And in fact, the article points out in the early days of the pandemic, an economist of the University of Copenhagen examined Google searches for the word prayer in 95 countries, and he saw that increases occurred in lockstep with the number of COVID-19 cases. So as people find themselves in crisis or trial or times of fear or, mental crisis, we see this increase in prayer. And I think that I've seen other data in the past that shows that people look, to God, look to prayer, look to these sources. And it only makes sense that that's coming from this, we know what God can do, but that there's actually scientific evidence is great to see that this is helpful to us.
Well, Chris, I also can remember early on in the pandemic, I think the whole world paused when Pope Francis did that beautiful prayer for the world, mm-hmm. practically alone in that rainy day in St. Peter's Square. Well, we knew and still know the power that prayer has for our faith. Well, Chris, for your members who are seeking help for mental health issues, how is Solidarity there to help reinforce not only the physical and part of their needs, but also their spiritual needs?
Yeah, I mean, well, for one, we do share into mental health, counseling and services and diagnosis. We even, now with our pharmacy program of sharing pharmacy medications, we will share into the medications, that are sometimes needed to help someone, with mental health issues. So those are all things that are part of our sharing model. We believe that it's absolutely a part of healthcare to deal with the mental health, side of things and make sure that, body, mind, and soul. The other side of that is, our pastoral care program, is really there to help with members that are going through times of crisis. And so, we have a team that is aware of that when they're on the phone with members, when they're doing different services for the members, they'll pick up on those needs and sometimes say, hey, do you need some prayer? How are you doing? What can we do for you? And then we have a pastoral care team who gets engaged, not only with praying for the member, reaching out to them, connecting them with a local church or parish if they don't have one, making sure, we've actually had our pastoral care team has even called a pastor of a member before, on a few occasions to say, hey, you have a member who's in crisis. I got their permission to let you know. And then the parish, gets engaged with that person's family and helping them. So those are all things that we find are really important. I can't say what yet, but I'm excited to say that actually next week we're announcing a really great new benefit to help our members with specifically with this, with prayer and ways to help their mental health. We've just formed a partnership and we're going to be launching a new program for them to offer, you know, even more for them to make sure that their spiritual health is being served.
Well, boy, Chris, we definitely look forward to that announcement, and we look forward to having you back on the show when it's made to learn more about it. Chris Faddis is joining me today. He is the co-founder and president of Solidarity HealthShare, a nonprofit healthcare sharing ministry that is faithful to the moral teachings of the Catholic Church. Well, Chris, it's September. I've already started to see the commercials. Open enrollment is coming up. We know that this is the time of year that, you know, traditional insurance starts flooding your mailbox with all kinds of literature, because if you're going to make a change, now would be the time to do that for your traditional insurance. Wouldn't that also be a good time to compare that to what Solidarity is offering, which actually has no open enrollment season? You were able to join at any time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think this is a great year for that. You know, folks that are, whether you're on traditional insurance or you're on the healthcare exchange or whatever kind of program you're using, you know, this is, a higher majority of Americans are coming into their open enrollment period. And so it's a great time to look at what are you doing? How is it working? What's the cost? You know, is it serving your family? And a big part of that is looking at, you know, what are the things that maybe you don't want as part of your healthcare? And we're seeing lots of signs from the federal government that they're pushing for, transgender services to be part of our healthcare plans, insurance plans, and even, you know, abortion and those kind of things, even despite the Dobbs case. And so, you know, now is the time, I think, for people to take a serious look and say, you know, what do I want to support? What do I want for my family and for our care? And do I want to be paying for things that I don't agree with? And I think, you know, joining an organization like Solidarity and joining with people of like mind and spirit, you know, my take is that you're going to get a better experience of healthcare, you know, especially if you can find a great, you know, local Catholic physician or, you know, family practice, which you have one right there in the Holy Family Clinic in the Portland area, you know, and I'm sure there's others. But, you know, having that ability to, you know, to focus on that kind of care, getting the kind of physician who agrees with you. Now is the time to look at Solidarity HealthShare as an option and see if it will fit. And you've got plenty of time. If your open enrollment time is at the end of the year, you've got a couple months, you know, 3 or 4 months here to really look into it and take your time to make a good decision.
Well, Chris, you bring up a wonderful point. We do here in the Portland area have the wonderful Holy Family Catholic Clinic available to our listeners. But for some people, too, it can be difficult for them to get to a doctor's office or find a specialist specifically for a need that, well, maybe can be easily handled via a video conference call. Solidarity is going strong in that area, too, now, aren't they?
Yeah, we do. We do. We have our telehealth program, which gives our members 24/7 access to a telehealth doctor for, you know, any of those emergent or urgent needs. You're unsure if you need to go to the doctor or the hospital. You maybe it's something that is, you know, rather routine, and the doctor will be able to diagnose and prescribe over the phone or video. That is a really wonderful service, and we've seen many members take advantage of that month over month. You know, the other thing is for members who have a physician that they like or they go to, but maybe they, you know, it's hard to get to the office all the time. We will actually, if it's an existing established physician that you're working with, we will also share into telehealth with that physician. So if you, you know, if you have a relationship with a physician and they're willing to do telehealth with you and that helps you, you know, that's something that we do as well. So telehealth is, you know, it doesn't solve all the problems, right? But it certainly is a benefit that, you know, a thing that I think that really benefits a lot of our families. I've personally used it, you know, for my family on many occasions. Actually, I remember one time, Brenda, when I was in Portland and I forgot my allergy medicine. And the allergy medicine I take, you know, in Portland, you have to have it prescribed. And I was able to call the telehealth doc and get a prescription and get over to a Walgreens and get that prescription, because being from Arizona, that was a lot more pollen than I had ever been exposed to.
Yeah, we actually start to monitor the pollen count based on the numbers that it gives us. These pine trees, there are the times of year, and everybody knows what happens. Yeah, it's like clouds of pollen blowing through that they cover everybody's car.
It's so beautiful, though. It's beautiful. Yeah, but I needed that medication to get me through it. So.
No doubt. Well, again, it's such a great program. And just kind of going back to what we began with, that if you are having a health issue that you need to speak with a mental health professional. Boy, it's good to know that you're not alone in this, that solidarity is there every step of the way, both in helping you find a physician, in helping you find that spiritual need that you have, and then just being there to make sure that everything is covered with solidarity every step of the way, right there with your members. Now, remind our listeners before we go again, how do they contact Solidarity to start looking at that process, maybe especially if they're looking to change from traditional health insurance this month?
Yeah, visit us at solidarityhealthshare.org. You can always get us there and find all kinds of information. Or call us at 844-313-4999, 844-313-4999, and our team is there to help you decide if this is right for your family.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Chris, thanks so much for your time today. And now I am really looking forward to seeing what this big announcement is coming up next week. Will you come back on the show and tell us more about it?
Absolutely. I'd love to.
Oh, look forward to it. And again, that is Chris Faddis talking with me this morning from Solidarity HealthShare. I'm going to put a link plus the information on the phone numbers that Chris just gave us. You're going to find that information on the podcast of this interview, materdayradio.com, and the Hail Mary Media app.